We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A helicopter parent is a term we've all heard.
Of course.
But apparently, there's a lot of other terms.
There sure is.
Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James, parent. Breezy, non-parent.
Parenting expert, Corey.
Yeah, self-proclaimed. But you say you're going to educate me, and I did not know about at least one of these terms you brought up, the lawnmower parent.
Yes.
I've never heard of that before.
So, we're an educational station, Corey.
Yes, very educational, especially the educational show.
Of course. And I wanted to educate you, because I don't know if our listeners know this, but you are a new dad.
Yeah. Yes, true.
You don't talk about it that often.
No. I mean, so. I try to keep it a secret. I don't want to boast too much.
But
I have a kid. He's adorable.
Yes, we know. In 2019, there's more parenting terms than there's ever been before.
This is interesting because there is a correlation between, like, I know there's all these crazy dating terms out there.
Right.
I did not know this. This went into the parenting world as well.
It's seeped its way in, and shockingly enough, most of them. The ones that I've researched anyway are named after power tools.
Oh, well, that's why I don't know anything. Obviously makes sense. I know nothing about power tools. I would not get the analogies. Okay. Well, I'll try. I'll do my best.
And no, I'm not making any of these up. Granted, most of them mean the same thing, but here we go. Let's jump into it, shall we? A lawnmower parent is a parent that mows down any obstacle, issue, or problem for their kids, so they never have to deal with anything bad, any struggle, any failure, any adversity.
So these are the parents that are accused of bubble wrapping their children, right?
Essentially.
These are the parents that are accused of maybe helping a little bit too much with that school project.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Right. Yep, makes sense.
On to the next.
Mm-hmm.
The snowplow parent.
Okay.
Is a parent who is constantly forcing obstacles out of the way of their kid's path.
Okay, well, that sounds exactly like the lawnmower parent.
Yeah, exactly. I said they are all very similar.
Is the snowplow just for northern areas? Just for the winter? I mean, is it seasonal? I don't know.
Their biggest concern, they have their eye on the prize, the future success of their child. Well, and they will not let anyone or anything stand in the way. And if they do, they are going to be removed.
Okay.
Okay. And last but not least, a bulldozer parent.
Okay, I'm noticing a theme.
Very easily willing to drop everything and anything to fulfill the wants and demands of their child, no matter how small they may be.
Okay.
These parents often have good intentions and are motivated by their children not wanting to experience any struggle.
Okay.
So, lawnmower and snowplow, very similar. Bulldozer, I think it goes on a smaller scale of like, Mom, I want that new iPhone.
You just give them everything. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason I'm bringing this up, Corey, is because I thought it was interesting. A, because I didn't know there was so many parenting terms out there. B,
especially power tool related.
Because they're power tool related.
Yeah.
And you obviously know nothing about parenting, or power tools, I should say, and these parenting terms now.
Correct. So, it makes sense, though. I mean, I get it. These are thoughts I've had before.
So, as a new dad, you've gone on record on this show saying you would quite literally do anything for your son.
Of course.
Mason.
And every parent would say that,
of course,
would imagine.
That's an instant thing that you said that you've experienced the second Mason came into this world.
Totally. There's something greater than you that exists in this world.
Right.
And you need to take care of it and give it or him or her the best life possible.
But I want to test you on this, and I want to know if you see yourself falling into any of these categories, maybe later on in life when baby Mason gets a little older and, you know, wants that new iPhone or experiences something at school that might set him back a little bit.
I'm going to say I don't believe I will.
Okay.
I get it. Any parents that do feel that way, you want to give your kid every possible opportunity. You want to have them to have the best life possible. But I do think that you need a little bit of failure in life.
I agree.
You learn so much from your failures, and to struggle a little bit isn't a bad thing. to struggle a little bit gives you appreciation for when you've kind of made it. Like, I think about my radio career, mm-hmm. you know, my very first job, eating ramen noodles to survive, essentially,
yeah.
living in a very not nice area. But I loved what I was doing, and I knew that was going to get me to where I wanted to go.
Right.
And that struggle, now looking back on it, makes me appreciate even more so what I have. And I think a lot of people who don't get that, who don't have a little bit of struggle in their life, and again, I'm not talking about anything horrendous, like, you know, you would hope there's nothing traumatic, like nothing I went through was traumatic,
right.
but
it was uncomfortable. I mean,
yeah, but it gives you appreciation. And I think people that don't have in their lives, they are the ones that kind of have that entitled word thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't want that for my son. So, you know, I think when it comes to parenting, and parents, you can jump in on this with your theories as well, or your philosophies, I guess, even more so. On the Clip EXY Safe text line at 69822 or 222-9800. I want him to experience some failure and some struggle. You just don't want it to be the real big bad stuff.
Right.
You don't want it to be life altering.
Okay.
So there's, I mean, there's mistakes that can be made that are you're going to learn from them and be better. Then there's certain, obviously, mistakes in life where it just throws you completely off course of where you want to go. So
and
you want to protect them from that.
It sends the child or the person into a tailspin.
Yeah, like, you know, don't drink and drive. Because
right.
if you hit someone and kill them, yeah, your life's not going to be as good as it would be otherwise.
Right. But no. say Mason doesn't make the soccer team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
work harder, son.
That's not as life-altering as something
right.
like that.
But there's life lessons you can learn. I mean, there's life lessons you can learn from all this, even the traumatic stuff. You
mm-hmm.
can certainly bounce back from it and become a better person and learn from it. But, you know, as a parent caring about your kid, you would like for them to avoid those things. But, like, did it make the soccer team? Okay, life lesson right there. Let's work harder. Do you want to practice? We can practice whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I will do whatever I can, despite the fact that I'm not athletic, to help you get on the team next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they, you know, when he gets in the team next year, if that happens, then he really appreciates all that hard work he puts in.
I just think that these parents are very short-sighted when they do things like this.
Totally.
Again, I'm not a parent. I'm not bashing any parent. But going into these definitions that I just read off,
mm-hmm.
lawnmower, snowblower, and bulldozing parents, all pretty much around the same genesis of you don't want your kid to experience any struggles or issues, so you just move them out of the way for them. I think that it sets them up in the life, in the long run, for failure, because in the workforce, in real life, they're going to have struggles. And they're going to have to face them. And if they have no idea how to do it because they didn't do it growing up,
yeah.
they're going to be lost in the middle of the sea.
Of course, you need to realize, you need to learn how to deal with failure. And you need to learn how to learn from it. Because
mm-hmm.
failure can be a very powerful thing. I would say you learn some of the greatest lessons in life from your failures.
Right. I agree as well.
So, yeah. Again, this is what I'm saying. This is what I want to do. I haven't been in the moment yet.
So, exactly.
And I know, and parents can certainly relate here. I think every parent probably, you know, what I was just saying is what they'd want to happen. But you get in the middle of
when
it.
When you're in it to win it.
You get closer to it. I don't know. Does it change? I haven't been through yet. I can't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. I hope that I'm going to allow him to fail again when it's not going to be life-altering and
right.
tragic and things like that.
And like I said, not a parent, but I do consider myself an expert because I do this research. I research this stuff.
Yeah.
And I need to stay up on the latest trends.
Sure.
Also, I'm curious for someday when I'm a mom.
Yeah, totally.
I need to know the ins and outs of parenting and what's good, what's not, what's in, what's out.
I just do wonder because I was the same way before I had my son Mason.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know, but it's one thing to study something. It's one thing to see what all the experts say, and it's another to live it. So it could be a lot different. I don't know.
Such a dad thing to say.
Well,
it really is.
Yeah. Go clean your room. That also a dad thing to say. To work on my tone.
Can we not?
Go clean your room!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.